off, not for ourselves, but for our family.
Sure.
For
love
our children.
Love each other, care for each other, show support, what we want to do and everything.
Mm-hmm. And we feel basically if more people in the community would do these same things and have the same, you know, thoughts and patterns in their lives, mm-hmm. you know, the community will become a better place, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Both parents being in the home with the child is definitely something very important. I didn't grow up with my biological father. I did have a stepfather, though, but I feel that a mother and a father raising a child together, it calls for the best outcome for a child's life. You know, they get to learn things from mommy and daddy, not just mommy or not just daddy. You know, when parents do it together and work together, the child grows up happier. You know, they have a better life. You know, they don't look outside the home for support. Everything. They actually stay at home with their parents and, you know.
Okay. What can our community do to support you as you move forward?
What was that?
What can our community do to support you as you move forward?
What kind of community to support
what,
us?
What can our
community do to support
you as we move forward?
Well, I mean, basically, the community is the people. Mm-hmm. And what the people need to do is we need to come together. And what I mean by come together is when we have events like this, the community needs to look at it as, you know, a togetherness, you know, not for themselves. You know, we're doing this, you know, for people to come, for people to enjoy themselves, for people to get to know each other. You know, when the community does come together and people know one another, you know, crime tends to drop. Vandalism tends to drop. Education tends to increase. Discipline and proper, you know, growing up of children and stuff tend to get better because now more people know them, you know, each family and the kids, if they're outside and they're not supposed to be, someone can say, oh, I know your mom, you better get home. Mm-hmm. Or I know your dad, you know, should I call him and let him know you're out here, you know, doing stuff you're not supposed to be doing.
Okay.
You know, and with all that, children learn that, you know what? Having a lot of people in the community, a lot of friends and a lot of family members and everybody working together is like a village. Mm-hmm. And a village will stay strong as long as every member in that village does their part.
Mm-hmm. Right. And is recognized.
My opinion, I actually grew up on the south side of Minneapolis, so Chicago and Franklin is a main area for me. This is where I grew up. I grew up on 22nd and 11th. And I live two houses down from the Boys and Girls Club, and you know, every kid in the neighborhood, we all went to the Boys and Girls Club. Parents knew each other then. That was a good time, you know. I don't know when exactly it happened, but the Boys and Girls Club did close down. I think that took a really big part out of this community in South Minneapolis. Now I see like a lot of the younger kids that were younger than me when I was growing up, you know, they're out here in the streets running around being bad, you know, when they shouldn't be. If they had a center like how I had when I was coming up, you know, if they had that center like when I was growing up, you know, that would keep them out of the streets. They always had activities, you know, they had a swimming pool, they had a gym, they had advocates there, you know, all types of people there to support them and talk to them and make sure that they were out of the streets, somewhere safe. You know, they had Kids Cafe, you know, that's when even the kids, we make cookies for the rest of the kids, we cook and everything, and it was just a really big part of the community. I think they need to bring more programs like that back into the community. It's replaced with the White House now, which is, I'm sure that's a good program too, but I think they need to do something more for the kids, you know, try to bring them closer together, you know, a lot of the schools are spaced out around here, you know, just, I think that, honestly, if people would put more time and effort into this community, things would turn around and it would be better. It would be a brighter future for the kids.
All right, any other things you want to say? Or?
I just feel that if people pull together, and the term that we used as I was a kid is break bread, you know, people pull together, break bread, we can improve communities all across the state, you know, and we can take advantage of government opportunities to help fund programs to keep, you know, the communities healthy, to keep them safe, to keep them where if I want to go outside at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night just to go for a walk with my family, before we turn in for the night, we don't have to worry about gunfire. We don't have to worry about wearing certain colors. We won't have to worry about walking down certain avenues or streets or blocks because, you know, the communities or the people in those communities, you know, feel that it's territorial and that they own it.
Yep.
You know, it's not owned by anybody. It's owned by everybody.
Absolutely.
So, you know, with that, you know, I just feel that if we were able to acquire more governmental funding, you know, and bring community together with that governmental funding, our neighborhoods will become a lot better, a lot safer.
Okay.
You know?
Well.
Say hi, Raya.
That's a lot. And I hope that...
Hello. She has something to say.
Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
He's got your talent.
And that was from a 14-month-old new member in addition to the community of Minneapolis.
Well, I thank the both of you, and we're going to play it on our speaker this afternoon and let other people hear this during certain times, and then certainly next week when you come. We may use that as a kickoff to help people understand that there are those like you who are part of the community, who want the community to do certain things, and who are willing to participate, and most of all, to do what you say, break bread as a starter.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Both of you.